Do you think God has a message just for you? Some think God is so big, why in the world would He want to speak to me? Much less have an intentional message or unique purpose or blessing just for me today. God gets you. He knows you. He created you. Just look at your fingerprints. They are unlike anyone else on the face of the planet. Think about that for a minute. You're no accident. Psalm 139:2. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. God sees it all, and not only does He see my actions, my words, and plans, He sees my heart and my motives. He hears my inner conversation with myself, those inside voices that I sometimes listen to over His. Even though I believe truth, there are still times I feel invisible, and the only significance I have comes from your approval or your attention. I'm a recovering people pleaser. I used to want so bad for you to see me and affirm me, but that leaves me empty every time. Thankfully, I became aware of it and know that you are not enough. My hope and my purpose and my identity can only be found fully in the one who knows me best, the one who knit me together in my mother's womb, the one who gave me my laugh and my gift of encouragement and my love for communicating and connecting with people. God sees me. I was reminded of that as I vacuumed my vehicle not long ago. Seriously, I was working so hard and trying to not get frustrated at the amount of dried French fries and candy paper under my seats. It was so awful. As I cleaned, I had the thought, they have no idea how hard I'm working to try to clean this car. And within a week, it will probably be this bad again. If they could just see how hard I'm working. In that moment, I felt God say, I see you. I see how hard you're working, and I see you loving your family by serving them in this way. As you do this, you're loving and serving me. I stopped. I cried a little as I remembered that truth. It was a gentle reminder, and it changed my perspective. God has met people all throughout history, right where they were, beginning in the garden, and He still does today. He meets us in our brokenness, our loneliness, our feeling unseen, in our joys, in our celebration moments. He meets us in ways that we will hear His voice, feel His love, and understand more of our unique design. Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. The word handiwork here is the Greek word poema, the root of the English word poem. A poem has rhythm, deep meaning, and intentional design that when read stirs our emotions because of its beauty. You are God's poema, a masterpiece created for a purpose. That's the truth. God sees you. He loves you. Watch for ways He shows you today. Maybe through a smile, a connection with a friend, or hearing the right song at the right time. And know it's just for you. I'm Lori Klein.